Everybody ready?
I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm okay.
That was a one. This person's philosophy is held to be a reaction against the materialistic drift of physical science in a set of lectures by F. M. Crawford, which argued that this man's achievement was the discovery of the soul. The 1991 book discusses W. K. C. Guthrie's view that this man made a wickedly sophistical use of ambiguity. This man, who was discussed as a moral philosopher in that book by Gregory Vlastos, was described as a magnificent pause in the course of history in a master's thesis submitted in 1841 that argued against Hegel's view that this man was merely a founder of morality. That thesis argued that this philosopher facilitated the birth of subjectivity and makes contingent...
Socrates.
That's him.
This was
not the fourfold route. That's like a counter-divining.
It is a counter-divining. Here's your bonus. Throughout this movie, the camera slowly zooms outward to make the frame resemble 18th century paintings. It puts each name this period drama that uses special Zeiss lenses with an f-stop of 0.7 in order to shoot scenes entirely by candlelight.
Everything.
It was directed by this filmmaker in between his movies The Clockwork Orange and The Shining.
Kubrick?
In The Shining, Kubrick used this device invented by Garrett Brown to direct the scenes of Danny riding around the Overlook Hotel on his tricycle. It allows cameramen to avoid the jerking motions of traditional handheld cinematography.
Steadicam?
Dolly? Oh, Steadicam,
yeah. You're right.
Steadicam. Very close. Dolly. Dolly already came off. Also, two, a potentially more energy-efficient modification to this procedure proposed by Helker and Silber applies a change in energy during the third time an object intersects a line defined by the eccentricity vector. The modified version of this technique incorporates a small change in flight angle to allow for three-dimensional movement, since the non-modified form of this technique is usually requires the final output be coplanar with the input. Phasing employs this technique to change an object's true anomaly and has the feature that the delta v's used have the same magnitude but opposite directions. To use this technique to get an object farther away from the focus, an increase in speed is applied to the ellipse's perigee, and another increase in speed is later applied to the apogee.
Gravity equals slingshot?
-5. 10 points. Name this technique, which uses half an orbit to efficiently move between two other circular orbits, a type of transfer named for a German engineer. That's a Hohmann transfer orbit. A truly insane toss of pincer.
Yeah.
A general with this last name earned his nickname after ordering soldiers at the Battle of Pauli to fight with their bayonets only to ensure surprise during a night attack. Another man with this last name succeeded Robert Fitzroy as governor of New Zealand and dealt with the Flagstaff War started by Hone Heke. Together with an American diplomat, another man by this surname, authored a document stating that the U.S. would probably enter the war against Germany if the Central Powers did not attend an American peace conference. The general known as No Flint shares this last name, as does the man who wrote an aborted 1916 memorandum with Colonel Edward House and famously remarked that the lamps are going out all over Europe.
Great job.
We shall not see them meet again in our lifetime. Here's your bonus. John Sartoris is voted out by his troops, who make this man a general, in An Odor of Verbena, the last story that appears in The Unvanquished. It was each name this character who vows to become wealthy after he's denied entry into the Pettibone mansion by a slave who snubs him. He subsequently hires a French architect to build an enormous estate, after which he marries Ellen Coldfield.
Snopes.
Thomas Sutphen. Thomas Sutphen built his mansion in this novel by Ray Faulkner, which is narrated in flashback form by Quentin Compton to his Harvard roommate, Shreve.
So this is Absalom.
Yeah. Ikemo Tube, who sells Thomas Sutphen the land in Absalom Absalom, on which he builds his mansion, also appears via flashback in this story from Go Down Moses, in which Ike McCaslin kills a buck.
It's a bear. Or a buck. That's unfortunate. But, like, okay. The bear.
It's the old people.
Is that the same guy that's in...
He's the guy who is in the bear, yeah.
Okay.
The buck is not
he uses the same character for multiple...
Unthinkable, right? So un-Faulknerian. Four, UNESCO appointed Titus Burkhardt to preserve the religious history of this city, which he described in a 1992 book on it. According to the Salawat al-Anfus, a chronicle of the saints of the city, the Sufi Abu Madyan once climbed its Jabal Zalag nightly to meditate. The Al-Atarain school in the city was built by its perfumers' guild, who wished to promote Islamic learning. In the 15th century, the first mela, a kind of Arabic ghetto, was built in the city. A rich woman named Fatima al-Fahri founded a center of learning in this city whose most sacred site is a shrine dedicated to Idris II. The Al-Qarawiyyin Madrasa in this city is said to be the world's oldest university and responsible for turning it into the second largest African Islamic capital of learning behind Cairo. The Marinids once ruled this Moroccan city. For 10 points, the conical Tarbush is an alternative name for a brimless red...
Fez.
Fez!
From
1891 to 1903, this man published 17 volumes of his book, Life and Labor of the People of London. He put forth the idea of old age pensions, which he called limited socialism. And he changed this British social reformer who created poverty maps, which he colored areas of British cities to show how many families were living on less than £1.05 per week, his definition of the poverty line. Charles Booth. For his research, Booth employed this woman who drafted the Minority Report advocating social insurance while serving on a royal commission to analyze the poor laws. Together with her husband, this woman was a leader of the Fabian Society and wrote Industrial Democracy. The Minority Report was a precursor to this better-known 1942 report on social insurance and allied services, which is credited with founding the welfare state in the UK. This character sees a poster reading, "Human beings are God's masterpieces and suicide is blasphemy," while visiting the Divine Light Tea House. This person finds phrases such as "the place where God does not exist" and "the place where the world ends" on a snowflake diagram in a chapter in which this character opens 40 unsent love letters and finds they all begin, "My darling, I have thought long and hard about whether I should write to tell you this," when he searches an apartment in Frankfurt. Near the book's conclusion, this character learns that Khadife is out of prison for shooting Zaim. He also learns that Ipek has remained unmarried and still believes the revolutionary named Blue was betrayed. While visiting Kars, this character tells Ka he is working on the Museum of Innocence. For 10 points, name this character a fictionalization of the author of Snow. For incompressible flow, the energy equation in this set of equations can be written the time derivative of the specific internal energy plus the dot product of the flow velocity with the gradient of specific internal energy equals zero. For deep named equations which require zero thermal conductivity, they consist of a mass conservation equation, a momentum conservation equation, and an equation of state.
I don't actually know, but like the whole thing I think of.
The Euler equations.
Oh, fuck.
In addition to requiring zero thermal conductivity, the other major simplifying assumption used to obtain the Euler equations from the Navier-Stokes equations is that this quantity, V0, this quantity is given by the ratio of shear stress to shear rate for a Newtonian fluid.
Shear stress to shear rate. One of the fluids, like viscosity?
Yes. The solution to the Euler equations in one-dimensional flow under the Rankine-Hugoniot boundary conditions exhibits one of these features.
Like... an eddy?
It's a shock, a shock wave.
Oh, okay.
10 points. Six. Composer and genre required. Johnny Reinhardt realized an unfinished example of these pieces, whose underlying rhythm is based on repeated basic units of 16 seconds. A distant choir of a harp and violins played separately from the main orchestra in the final movement of the fourth of these pieces, which is so complex that it often requires multiple conductors. One of these pieces includes a second movement comedy, which juxtaposes a quiet pilgrim's hymn with cacophonous marches and popular songs.
Ides of Symphonies?
Yeah.
Yes. High fives.
Here's a bonus. The artist wrote that an undulating line of the seashore and the fullness, variety, and joys of the title entity runs through the works that comprise this series. And with each name, this group of paintings, which contains many depictions of the Madonna, that use a border of sperm cells drawn by the artist. It also contains many paintings called Jealousy.
Night Enigma and Nostalgia.
The Freeze of Life.
Oh.
This iconic image, which depicts a reddish sky, and the subject holding onto his head as he performs the title action, is from The Freeze of Life.
That's
true. In this other painting from The Freeze of Life, the man on the lower left cowers in fear as the woman in white in the middle places her head on her hands, and gives a look of terror. One version of this painting is called After the Fall, but all three of them depict Munch's belief that love is like a flame.
I think it's Pantheis.
Sick room.
Well, ashes.
Okay.
Ashes. 10 points. 7. Charles Lamb stated that the murder scene in this play aroused pity and terror beyond any scene, ancient or modern. In the 25th scene of this play, its main character states that he's been unable to sleep for 10 days due to one playing continually upon a drum, and that his guards Maltravers and Gurney have been tormenting him. In that scene of this play, the executioner Lightborn taunts the title character moments before killing him. Bertolt Brecht and Leon Feuchtwanger collaborated on an adaptation of this play, which opens the title character's lover reading a letter stating, "Share the kingdom with thy dearest friend." After the queen in this play rescinds in exile to Ireland, the earls Lancaster and Warwick are executed by the title character for killing his beloved Piers Gaveston.
Edward II.
Yeah. What?
Edward II.
Thanesh, answer the following about gold in Norse mythology. Okay. This goddess cries tears of gold when she loses her husband Oter, which then turn into amber. In another role, half the warriors who die in battle go to her field of folkmonger.
Hello?
One kenning for gold is the seed of fierce wolves, since this Danish king once spread gold over the fierce Valyr plain to distract Adil's troops from catching up to him. Great. Another kenning for gold was this god's fire, since he illuminated the floor of his hall, which was located beneath Placey, by putting gold into it. He also fathered 9 billow maidens.
Yes? Is it Njord?
Aegir. Eight. This ruler was attacked in a series of letters written by his secretary Megaleus, who committed suicide rather than stand trial for treason. This king's conquests were recognized by the Peace of Phimisi, after a war in which he sacked the city of Thermo and stole its treasure. He solidified his rule by concluding the Peace of Naupactus to end the Second Social War. To clear an indemnity of 1,000 silver talents and free his son from captivity, he joined the war against King Nabis. This ruler, who was frequently allied against by the Aetolian League, had his army destroyed in battle by an uphill charge of elephants led by T. Quinctius Flaminius. His son Perseus was later defeated at the Battle of Pydna, echoing this man's own failure at the Battle of Kynocephaly. For 10 points, name this ruler known as the Beloved of all Greece, who for a time allied with...
Perseus?
Nice.
That's
all you said, yeah. Who for a time allied with Hannibal and served as king of Macedon for over 40 years, starting in 221 BC.
Antigonus.
It's Philip V. That his son Perseus was later defeated by the paper. Puzzle 9. In 1987 paper, Kwong and Friedman established criteria for uniqueness of limit cycles in one model of these systems called the Gauss type, or G-A-U-S-E type. The total time is split into search time and handling time in a disk equation describing these systems. One model of these systems incorporates a Hawling type 2 functional response in one of the equations and a density-dependent term.
Locke, Volterra, competition.
Oh, probably.
The predator prey.
Yes. Here's your bonus. The thinker who coined this term argued that capitalism attempted to reject this condition, resulting in the double movement, where liberal forces try to free up labor markets but are automatically countered by social forces. And he changed this term, originally used by Carl Polanyi, to describe how economies cannot be separated from the societies in which they exist.
They're embedded. I'm not sure if that's...
Sure.
Embeddedness.
Mark Grabovetter expanded on Polanyi by writing a seminal 1973 paper about the strength of these kinds of bonds, which he claimed were responsible for much of the embeddedness and structure of social networks. The presence of a three-way strong tie within a group is named in honor of this early German sociologist who wrote the philosophy of money and the metropolis and mental life.
Great job.
10. In one portion of this event, a man is given the hide of an African lion whose claws have been gilded with gold. Before this event begins, the character pours 2 bowls of wine, 2 bowls of fresh milk, and 2 bowls of hallowed blood and scatters crimson petals, which causes a huge shining snake to auspiciously appear from an altar. Gaius angrily throws Menoetes into the sea during a part of this event that also sees Sergestus run aground. During one part of this event, a man is given a Thracian mixing bowl and he shoots an arrow and it blazes like a shield.
Okay.
Funeral games and Anchises. Here's your bonus. Mark Overmars and Chi Yaf solved Clay's measure problem, which asks for the measure of the union of multidimensional rectangles by using this data structure. 10 points each name is binary space partitioning data structure that allows one to efficiently perform nearest neighbor searches on a group of points in an arbitrary number of dimensions. No, it's named after Curtis. It's a KD tree. KD trees are this type of tree in which every node has at most 2 children. The search type of them have an ordering enforced for their left and right children.
Binary.
There you go. A KD tree allows for a nearest neighbor search to be done with this average type-bound big O runtime. Give your answer in terms of N, the number of points.
So, like, nearest neighbor is maybe...
Answer?
Log it.
Yeah.
Okay.
20. At the half, it's 120 for Minnesota to 80 for Louisville.
Actually,
you are.
No, he says 280.
That's 128.
So those are KD trees?
KD trees, yeah. Here's toss up 11. This thinker wrote that the great enemy of communication is the illusion of it, and criticized the Great Free Enterprise campaign in an article collected in his book, Is Anybody Listening? As part of a study, he hired a student, Fred Kent, and a group of volunteers from Hunter College to observe how often people had conversations of 2 minutes or more outside Saks Fifth Avenue, and how people ate lunch at Seacrum Plaza, which led him to conclude what attracts people most is other people. He advises that you should repeat to yourself, I love my father and my mother, but my father a little bit more, in an appendix to one of his books titled How to Cheat on Personality Tests. This editor of Fortune magazine and conductor of the Street Life Project is also known for coining the term groupthink. His best-known book describes how people conform in corporate settings because they assume their individual judgment.
White.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice.
Nice.
Nice. Here's your bonus. Governor Edward Ayer had the politician George William Gordon arrested and executed for his alleged role in this rebellion. It's named as 1865 rebellion, in which Paul Bogle led a group of 300 black peasants who marched on the namesake coastal village in Jamaica.
The Morant Bay.
Sure.
Okay.
Morant Bay.
Good. In addition to Bogle and Gordon, Jamaica's national heroes include this founder of the Black Star Line and the Universal Negro Improvement Association, who promoted the Back to Africa movement. Yep. Another national hero of Jamaica is this leader of the People's National Party who fought for universal suffrage along with Alexander Bustamante. He was chief minister of Jamaica from 1955 to 1959, after which he became premier.
Ed?
Norman Manley.
Manley.
That's what I
Norman Manley. No.
It's an anti version of Norman Manley.
Exactly. But how is that possible, you say? They found a way. 2012. The greens functions used in the Coringa cone roastoker method possess this property. A potential with this property can be simplified by assuming the potential is spherically symmetric within a certain radius and constant elsewhere. That assumption is used in the alternate plane wave method and is the muffin tin approximation. A wave function which satisfies the Born-Van Karman boundary conditions must possess this property. A potential with this property is constructed from a linear combination of atomic potentials in the tight binding model. Solving the Schrodinger equation in this type of potential gives rise to electronic band structure. A wave function resulting from potential with this property can be decomposed into the product of a plane wave and a function with this property according to Bloch's theorem. 10 points named this property exhibited by crystal lattices in which a structure repeats.
Tessellation symmetry.
No, that's it.
Sorry.
Periodicity.
That's right.
That's,
yeah.
I'm sorry. Yes.
I wonder if you wasn't with another word for that.
I can't draw the word. Which
one? Or translational symmetry.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the word.
You notice a poem in this collection called Confessions features a speaker who states how sad and bad and mad it was, but then how it was sweet while reminiscing about an affair. Think Latish identified his poetry collection by Robert Browning, named for its speakers. It includes Rabbi Ben Ezra and Abt Vogler as a lab title. And? Dramatis Personae.
Yeah.
The poem in Dramatis Personae is named for this character who meditates upon Setebos in a dramatic monologue. He is the son of Sycorax in The Tempest.
So Calvin.
In another long monologue from Dramatis Personae, this character states, "Now don't, sir, don't expose me, just this once. This is the first and only time, I'll swear." This title character is based on Daniel Pohl, a seer who tried to trick the Brahmins into having a seance with their dead unborn son.
Oh, is this another poet that's like...
Answer?
Sardella.
Mr. Sludge, the medium.
Yeah.
Sludge. 10 points. Thirteen. This artist drew a pair of intertwined spiral rings to draw a study of an octagonal hat that resembled a torus. This illustrator often drew a vacuous or empty version of an object before following up with their solidus or solid counterparts in a group of works that illustrates platonic solids as elements, which culminates with the depiction of a 72-sided polyhedron. A manuscript discovered in 2006 called On the Game of Chess is thought to contain illustrations of chess pieces by this artist, since his mentor, Luca Pacioli, is the author of that work. Many of this artist's illustrations are collected in the Codex Arundel and the Codex Atlanticus, and scholars think that this man's portrait of a man drawn in red chalk is a self-portrait. This artist drew many pictures of tendons and muscles while studying under Andrea del Verrocchio.
Da Vinci?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
Here's a bonus. Answer the following about the Portuguese Age of Discovery, 10 points each. This servant and shield bearer for Henry the Navigator brought wild roses to prove that he'd routed Cape Bojador in 1434 on his second expedition, which he promised he would do or die trying.
Yes.
Yeah,
answer. Vasco de Gama.
Gilles Ains.
Oh,
Gilles Ains. According to tradition, Jehuda Crescas was invited to Henry's school at Sagres to work in this profession, whose other practitioners include Abraham Ortelius and Gerardus Mercator.
Not me.
Pope Calixtus III issued a bull by this name, which authorized the Portuguese king Afonso V to sail and conquer the Saracens of Africa. A better-known papal bull by this name was issued by Pope Alexander VI in 1493 and served as the basis of the Treaty of Tordesillas.
Novum Organum.
Inter Caetera.
Novum Organum.
Yes.
new lands. You know, new Oregon.
Then about 14. The founder of this group was accused of diverting its government funds to build a brothel and paying doctors to medically inspect the horse for venereal diseases. This group was organized through the efforts of economists Lachlan Curry and John Kane Fairbank, who obtained loans to finance this group at...
Wait, that's FEMA. That's not right.
What?
FEMA?
No.
Sorry. That was dumb.
John King Fairbank, who obtained loans to finance this group, is in the systems under Thomas Corcoran. It consisted of three divisions, the first of which was called Adam and Eve. The plan to create this group was put forth by its leader's press officer, Joseph Alsop, and approved after a lengthy debate at the Trident Conference to the dismay of a man known as Vinegar Joe, Joseph Stilwell. Members of this group were trained at a schoolhouse in Toungoo and first saw action defending the Burma Road. This group, founded by Claire Lee Chenault, consisted of 99 Curtis P-40 models with shark faces painted on the front, and points named this group of American pilots who fought in the Chinese Air Force in World War II.
Flying Tiger.
That's right.
Sorry.
You use your bonus. 10 points each. Name these philosophers who wrote about utopias. In a dialogue between a Genoese sea captain and a knight's hospitalier grandmaster, this philosopher imagined a utopian theocracy in which a priest governs over a community structured around astrological principles. That work is the City of the Sun. And
Marnella.
Campanella. Also Campanella. This German philosopher argued that art in the Western tradition should be read as reflections of the utopian ideal in The Spirit of Utopia, his first major work. A Marxist reading of art is presented in its massive Philosophy of Hope. Ernst Bloch.
No.
The word utopia was coined in this philosopher's treatise, Utopia, which suggested that communal property in the absence of social classes maximizes the leader. Good point.
Sure.
One novel written in this language follows the pure reader who listens to the stories of Tid, Rar, Das, and other ex-writers who pronounce the written word. A man whose job is to lay cables is fired from making graphs depicting his colleague's alcohol consumption in a satire in this language titled For a Certain City to the End of the Line. This language is used to write The Letter Killer's Club, as well as a novel which ends with Toskub's daughter sending Tos a message asking, "Where are you, my love?" An author writing in this language wrote about a character's return to his home country in Forever Flowing, and a novel intended as a sequel to For the Right Cause that drastically reverses its themes, Life and Fate. The engineers rule Mars in this language's novel Aelita, while the destruction of the Green Wall signifies the beginning of the possible fall of the One State.
Russian.
Yeah.
Is that
Aelita,
or what is that?
Yeah,
it's
the
right.
Thing I buzzed on.
Aelita is by Chapiana Tolstoy. Or no, it's by the other Tolstoy. Here's your bonus. This author used multiple narrators in a novel in which Thomas Lantman goes incognito after failing to assassinate his country's president using a car phone for the organization. Probably a car bomb, not a car phone.
I really don't hope it's a car phone.
What the hell is that? Oh. Named the South African author of an act of terror who fictionalized life as a black slave named Cupido Cockroach in his novel Praying Mantis. His other novels include A Chain of Voices and A Dry White Season. In A Dry White Season, this character dies in police custody after his son Jonathan is arrested and killed by the police. Ben Dutoit spends the novel investigating this man's death.
Hoping it would be Ben Dutoit.
Gordon Ngubene.
Yeah.
In Writing the State of Siege, Andre Brink defends his decision to write in this language before translating his writings into English because the threshold of overstatement is reached more readily in English than this language. Three-quarter market's 165, Minnesota, 150, Louisville.
Okay.
60. This man and Simon Koken use the thin, twin, and spin postulates.
Conway?
That's a fantastic book. Wow.
Is this science? Like John Conway?
Yeah, John
Conway.
Yeah. Lord. Answer some things about fiery club disasters not involving the band Great White, 10 points each, because Holy Cross ruined the Sugar Bowl hopes of Boston College, its football players didn't attend a gala at this Boston night, this Boston club on the night in 1942 when it became the site of the deadliest nightclub fire in history.
Yeah, this is really famous back.
And Coconut Grove.
Okay, no,
the Summerland disaster of 1971 occurred at the Leisure Center in Douglas, the capital of this island, which sits in the middle of the Irish Sea and has a Triskelion on its flag.
Is that the Isle of Man? It's the Triskelion.
Sure.
Isle of Man.
Spraying Spanish moss with petroleum-based insecticide led to the Rhythm Club fire, also known as the Dance Hall Holocaust, in this city, which was wrecked by a great tornado in 1840. A historic forest trail known as the city's namesake Trace links it to Nashville, Tennessee.
Not that.
Yeah. Not that. Yeah. Not that one again. This city is home to a large complex of buildings called its Trade Fair, designed by Massimiliano Fuchsus, which features a large veil covering its million square meters. Three skyscrapers called the Straight One, the Twisted One, and the Curved One, designed by Zaha Hadid, Daniel Libeskind, and Arata Isozaki, were built as part of this city's ongoing City Life project. In 1877, Giuseppe Mangoni finished what is considered to be the world's oldest shopping mall in this city, the Galleria Vittorio Emanuele II. This city's Duomo features hundreds of gargoyle statues and is the second largest Catholic cathedral in the world. A Giuseppe Piermarini designed building in this city was commissioned after the Teatro Reggio Ducale burned down.
Dennis?
No. That building in this city was severely damaged by World War II bombing, but reopened in 1946 with the Renata Tebaldi performance conducted by its former music director, Arturo Toscanini. The 10-point thing was capital of Lombardy, the home of the La Scala Opera House. Yes. More than one dude, Curtis. All right. Your bonus. Two cysteine and two histidine residues linked to the namesake cluster of one type of this class of proteins named for John Rieske. That points each famous class proteins. Examples of them important to major biochemical pathways include aconitase and the ferredoxins.
Reductases.
Iron sulfur proteins.
Oh.
Aconitase characterizes the isomerization of this compound, which is formed from oxaloacetate and acetyl-CoA in the first step of the Krebs cycle.
Citrate?
Yes. An iron-sulfur cluster is the structure of this cofactor of bacterial nitrogenase, which is also called the M cluster. It is named for the two metals it contains.
Cobalt-something?
Cobalt-magnesium? Fimoco. One of them is iron, one of them is
cobalt-something.
A little bit?
Cobalt?
Who knows?
Cobalt.
You can tell the bonus. That was 10. 215, 145 with 3 left. This conflict was covered by the journalist Anthony Mascarenhas, who traced its beginning to a speech calling for every house to turn into a forest. One side split its military into units called K-Force, S-Force, and Z-Force, also known as the Tura Brigade. That force launched Operation Jackpot under a military council headed by General M.A.G. Osmani. An American diplomat responded to this conflict by controversially blasting his own government as morally bankrupt for not intervening, stating, "Our government has failed to denounce the suppression of democracy." That response is blood telegram made by...
Bangladesh
is
war independence.
Yep. Good buzz. In a discussion about verse 8 of Psalm 101, the characters of peace and truth in this work suggest that it is a mystery of Satan as to why persons in New England plantations remain all members of the Church of England. With each famous book, published by the author of The Key into the Language of America, which argues that the garden of the church should be separate from the wilderness of the world.
Letter to Denver.
This is the bloody tenet of persecution. This founder of Providence Plantations, which became Rhode Island, pretty much argued for a separation of church and state in the bloody tenet of persecution. The bloody tenet of persecution inspired Thomas Jefferson to describe a wall of separation between church and state in a letter to the city's Baptists.
Maybe it's Danbury.
4 points.
Now you see why.
Yeah,
19. One of this author's poems describes someone who strode and rode across the hills and broke them, and ends by using a line from George Meredith to describe how Matthew and Waldo embody the army of unalterable law. After reading Bertrand Russell's A Free Man's Worship, he wrote a poem whose title figure laughed like an irresponsible fetus and visited the palace of Mr. Flaccus at Professor Channing Cheetah's. Another of his poems is set among the reaches of the street, held in lunar synthesis, and features street lamps delivering various lines, including Regard the Moon, La Lune Negar, O Sun Ransoon. That poem ends with the image of the last twist of the knife. This author of Cousin Nancy, Mr. Apollinax, and Rhapsody on a Windy Night, included those poems in a collection whose title poem ends, Human Voices Wake Us and We Drown.
Oh, thank you.
That's
right.
Elliot, that's my first thought. Sure is. Here's your bonus. When modeling these compounds as a random walk, their root mean square end-to-end distance is equal to the square root of the number of links. 9 is the link length. 10 points each name these compounds whose conformations can be modeled using the freely joined chain or the freely rotating chain when there is no branching.
Polymers.
Because real polymers can exhibit heavy branching, the end-to-end distance cannot always be unambiguously defined. Instead, scientists use this quantity defined as the average distance of all monomers from the center of mass.
Radius?
Anymore.
Of curvature.
Gyration.
Gyration, that's what it is.
Another issue with idealized chain models of polymers is the fact that two monomers cannot occupy the same space. To correct for this, the random walk model is replaced with this type of walk.
Directed.
Self-avoiding.
But you said gyration.
Well.
No, I was just I'm not in the fact I forgot what that was called. What's this one?
235-175. Here's the last one. An acid of glycol in one of these compounds is used in the industrial production of unsaturated polyester resins. One of these compounds is produced in the Tennessee Eastman process. Either an acid or one of these compounds reacts with cellulose to form a safer alternative to the film-based cellulose nitrate. A phosphoric acid catalyst mediates the synthesis of aspirin from salicylic acid and one of these compounds. 1,3-BPG is an example of a mixed one of these compounds. A common dienophile that deals all the reactions is a five-member ring known as the maleic one of these compounds. These compounds can be synthesized from the reaction of an acid chloride with a carboxylic acid. Pinpoint then this functional group containing two carbonyls connected to the same bridging oxygen, whose name suggests their synthesis from a dehydration reaction between two carboxylic acids.
Anhydride.
That's right.
Okay.
Here is your bonus. These figures would often compose a partiment, a style of verse in which a question would be posed, and two of them would give an answer that fits the poem's meter. The points each name these medieval poets, such as Aymeric de Villanois and Perrault, who composed courtly poetry in Occitan.
Okay.
Troubadours are often assisted by these French minstrels who often performed acrobatics and recited great songs about the deeds of heroes.
I don't think that's right, but all the barbaras.
They're jongleurs.
Oh, right.
These songs of heroic deeds were typically performed by jongleurs. They typically concerned the matter of France, and examples include Fiera Bras and Juan of Bordeaux.
Nothing.
They're chansons de guest. I guess I have one. There's a more famous one, but I didn't tell you it. 235-195. Good game, both teams. One more to go.
That was a good one.
Again. I'm going to do that.